Hey, how you doing? This is Gene from the Waffle Press Podcast. We have a new format that we're trying out for the first time. So it's very interesting. It's called Podcast Speedrun. So there are speedruns of video games and TV shows, but mainly video games. People binge, but we're trying to testing this out for the first time, a podcast speedrun where I'm gonna have a guest on. And they're going to answer 15 questions about a movie in 10 minutes. And I'm going to try to get them off topic. So essentially, it's a speed run, essentially. But we have our first guest on. He's coming back. I believe this is probably your like third time on one of our shows. We
Yeah, I
have
think so. Yeah. What's
we have our good friend of the show, Mike Forrest. Mike, how are you doing?
up, guys? Hey, I'm great. How you doing?
Great. I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm kind of nervous in trying this out, but like, yeah, you agreed to be the first guest just to see how this goes. So should be cool,
Great.
right?
I'm setting the bar.
We're gonna be talking Godzilla Minus One, which everyone really enjoyed. You enjoyed. It's a great film. Before I guess before we get into your official like countdown speedrun, you like the movie? We could talk a little bit about the movie just in this in a tiny discussion, but it's pretty great, right?
Yeah, it was probably my favorite Godzilla movie in the past decade or so. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
same. Shin Godzilla is pretty good, but so is this one, so
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I'm lumping all of them. I'm not just saying just the Japanese Godzilla movies, but like all of them together. And this is the best out of all of them. So, at least I
Yeah,
think so.
definitely so. But cool. So how you feeling up to doing this? We have the timer ready to go and we'll go from there. Feel pretty
Sure.
good? Great.
Yeah, I'm interesting to see how this goes. So,
Okay. Me too. And if you're listening at
all
home, so will you. So I'm starting
right.
the countdown in 3, 2, 1, and now it's going. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you the first question. What is your favorite scene in the film?
When Godzilla attacks Ginza.
Ginza? Oh, okay, that's the when he appears for the
The
second.
yeah, when he appears and he attacks the town, that's that the girlfriend is working in. Yeah.
It's very tragic. A lot of people are it's national tragedy.
Yeah, and yeah. It is pretty cool though.
What were your expectations going into this movie, if one may ask?
Well, I since the last Japanese one was Shin Godzilla, I thought it would be something like that, or it would be like changing something different about Godzilla. It'd be something like completely different, like you know how Shin Godzilla, he was mutating all the time and stuff like that. This one, I thought it would be something similar to that, not exactly that, but something similar. And he just ended up basically being a basic Godzilla movie. Origin was the same. He attacks, you know, Japan. People have to try to stop him. It's basically the same formula, but
Like
it
the
was done much
50s,
better. Yeah, it's done
because it's
much better this time.
it's very similar for the 50 the 50s, the first movie,
Yeah, I
because
mean post-war, you know, yeah, it was
Okay.
very similar, so.
Cool. Third question.
Yes.
Was your who were your favorite characters in the film and why? I'm very interested in your thoughts.
Okay, so correct me if I get these names wrong, but Koichi and Tachibana. Koichi is the main guy. Tachibana is the mechanic who helped him out earlier in the island when he landed on Odo Island. And I like those characters because I like the relationship between them because like Koichi is like he's feeling regret about what he feels like he didn't to do his job as a kamikaze pilot. He feels like he let his the people on the island down that like were attacked by Godzilla because he didn't fight back. And Tachibana like blames him, and the two of them don't get along, and then they have to get along to stop Godzilla. So I thought that those two characters were the most interesting because of the way they played off each. They had their stories were so intertwined, and they played off each other perfectly. The actors played off each other perfectly. So,
Yeah, it was great
yeah.
acting. These are the best human characters I've ever seen in a Godzilla movie.
I remember these characters more than I remember any. Like I couldn't tell you the human story about Shin Godzilla.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember anything from Godzilla Millennium, you know, as far as the
Yeah.
human characters go.
There was
You
a
know, when you
stepdaughter.
right. So like
Stepdad.
so that goes to show how good these characters are written this time around and performed. So
That's
yeah.
true. There was Raymond Burr in the American.
Yeah.
There's Raymond Burr.
Did he have a story though? He didn't really
He's
have a story.
a patch character. He's
Yeah, he's
a
just a reporter.
DLC.
Yeah,
He's a
he's
DLC
Adam.
character that you could add in.
He's the American explanation. He's, yep.
Exposition guy. All right,
Exposition.
your fourth question. How does this compare to any other Godzilla film?
How does this compare to any Godzilla film? I think it's better. I don't think it's comparable to other films really, 'cause it's above them basically. It's like all the other Godzilla films were like the Tim Burton Batmans, and this is the Christopher Nolan version of it. You know what I mean? It's like it's more amped up, it's darker, it's grittier, it's realer. It's head and shoulders above the other ones. So it compares very favorably. It's up there. It's better than the other ones, I think.
Good answer, good answer.
Yeah.
Fifth question is, how would you rank this to other films in the series?
Okay. Like how in the series you're talking like,
Oh,
'cause
yeah, so.
this is the beginning of the first of a new
Yeah,
standalone, right?
all the other Toho films, yeah.
Oh, all the other Toho films. Okay. Out of those, I would rank this as number one.
Okay.
If you want to throw in the American ones, it's still number one.
Yeah.
It beats all those compared to this one. So yeah. So
Yeah.
it's so far right now, this is my top Godzilla movie of all
Okay,
time.
that's fair. That's fair. How bad do you want a sequel? That's the sixth question.
Yeah, I think this really sets up a sequel, and I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going in the right direction.
Yeah.
I would be disappointed if we don't continue this. I think they got to continue it. They set it up perfectly. I'm really looking forward to a sequel. I want it bad.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Same here. Seventh question. Were you surprised it was a period piece? The film was set clearly in 1946, 47, right
Right.
after World War II.
Right. So I guess you're asking this because the modern Godzilla movies are like
Modern.
the American, yeah, or the
Yeah.
modern, obviously. So
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I've had to feel like I knew from going into this that they were going to set it back closer towards post World War II, which is, I think, the way to do it. If you're going to really start over a Godzilla movie, you should start it from there, you know? And I think that's the mistake a lot of the American Godzilla remakes are making, because they're trying to set it modern. And like as if Godzilla just showed up then, but I mean it has to be set post
Yeah.
World War II, because it just, especially if he's attacking Japan, it makes more sense, because it relates to the what the people of the country were feeling at the time. And so yeah, it was perfect. It had
Yeah.
to be set then. Yeah.
No, it's well said. Then the eighth question, we're down to under 4 minutes. It's around the
Okay.
4 mark. Thoughts on the Godzilla design, because this was yeah, different.
So the last Godzilla movie, Shin Godzilla, was very different design. He was mutating, he was changing shape and form all the time. This one is a very more traditional one. And I liked it. This is what I was looking. That's the only thing that held me back from the last Godzilla movie, was that I wasn't too sure about the way they changed it up, how he was always changing. This one, it's Godzilla the way he's supposed to be. They show him when he's smaller, because and then he gets mutated because of the atomic blast, and it logically it makes sense.
Yeah.
I like there's a little couple differences, like his fins kind of like power up a bit, like
Yeah.
they go up, you know.
That's cool.
I thought that was great. The design of Godzilla and the way he looked, the face, the body. They do a lot of close-ups of his face. It looks great. Looked
Yeah,
great.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. The last scene, what does it mean? This is the ninth question, so we're getting close.
So the last scene. like the very last scene, or like
Yeah, the
there's a
very like,
sequence
yeah, so it's the
of events,
sequence, you see the thing on her neck.
right? So you want that included as far as you know.
Yeah.
So I think that is some sort of radiation effect that has it. I don't know what it could possibly be mutating her. But then, are there other survivors of the attack? So we don't know how that's going to play into it. As far as the very, very last scene with the chunks of Godzilla regenerating, I think it's just, I mean, that's the setup for the sequel. It has to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be interesting if it, like, you think it's going to be Godzilla, but what if the pieces form into different monsters?
Different Godzillas, Godzilla Juniors.
Or different forms of monsters. Maybe it's a different thing that he has to fight a different monster that came from his own body. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, would you like to see a trilogy from Toho?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Easy question. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Trilogy, probably even more than that. Like, if they could spin it off into other monsters, that'd be great. But at least a trilogy for this Godzilla story. And it has to, I would like it to continue with the story of the people too.
Yeah.
Koichi, his family, all those people. I want it set in that time period.
Yeah. Themes of the film. What do you think the themes are? Because it's like we had some thoughts. Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a lot. Survivor's guilt. Koichi, he feels bad that like he survived the war. He has guilt because he feels like he's a coward. Then there's the overall theme of people looking out for each other. Like the people of Japan had to look out for each other because they felt the government wasn't doing justice to what they to their to the struggle, you know? So there's another theme of like family looking out for each other, becoming a family, like a patchwork family, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Forgiveness, he had to forgive himself. Tachibana had to forgive him. So that's another big theme. National pride, because you know, they're still proud Japanese people. Like they have to handle this themselves. They can't have, I mean, no other country will help them. So
And that is
that's,
time. That is time.
oh.
You were one question away from getting through this.
I
But
talk too much about that. I mean,
no.
there's a
Yeah, it's
lot of
still a,
themes. There's a
yeah,
lot of
no,
themes in this
it's a heavy
movie. So,
movie. Yeah,
yeah.
we did as much justice as you can in 10 minutes to
Yeah.
that
Yeah. But I
movie.
think you can tell I really like the movie. So.
Yeah, no, yeah, in 10 minutes you could just like, yeah, because this was great. I wish we could do a whole podcast, but yeah, we're doing
Yeah.
this to like just talk about more movies because there's a lot of good movies and we like to talk about them. But
Yeah.
you were like one question away from like beating this whole round. So there are no winners or losers in this game. It's just how you play it. I
But when
will
you
say
say it like
that.
that, another one question away, it makes me feel like a loser.
No, it's like, well, it's like, yeah, 10 minutes. No one
Okay,
does these.
I set the bar, so we'll see
Yeah, you set the
how other
bar.
people
Yeah.
do.
No,
Yeah.
because it's like, how could you lose if like you have like no one else to
True.
like compete with or like other
All
people that
right.
have tried this. So it's like you're the first person. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, it was one last question on anything you would want to improve. This is a perfect movie, so I would say nothing to be improved on this movie. That's how we'll end this
Yeah.
for our first ever podcast speed run. But yeah, I think we talked about, well, we could probably talk more, but we talked about as much as you can in 10 minutes with the timer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just want
Yeah.
to say
I could keep
thank
going more.
yeah you could yeah
Yeah.
thank you though. Thanks, Mike, for being on this first inaugural episode though.
Thanks
That
for
was
having
cool.
me.
Yeah, of
I
course.
really enjoyed talking about Godzilla and enjoyed talking to you. So,
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Where can people find you at? Just to plug all the socials.
Grip C47 on Instagram, and all socials actually.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so there. That's where you can
Cool,
find me.
cool. Yeah, and I'll do this really fast, just in the spirit of the speed run, because I could do this outro super fast. You can find the Waffle Press on Twitter, Instagram, at the Waffle Press on Twitter, at the Waffle Press Podcast on Instagram. We're on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Like, share, subscribe. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We've been professionally unprofessional.